Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
He's homered! Derek Jeter homers to tie the game, and there it is, hit number 3,000.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Inside the 11 o'clock hour on The Fan in New York City.
I think I can hear the WFM music in the back. You got it, Alex. Let's go, bro. We're live. KM to 2 a.m. I'm watching the Rangers double overtime, 3-3 tie, Hurricanes and Rangers in the Garden. I was at Yankee Stadium for the Yankees demolishing of the Houston Trastros. They are ass. And you got to love it as a Yankee fan. Like, it wasn't going to last forever. And I mean, if this is a year where the Yankees are supposed to do what we want them to do, I just don't think there's any way that that team is the team standing in the way. 877-337-6666. That team brought out Justin Verlander, who this time last year was part of the Mets. Justin Verlander is cooked, bro. I mean, there were times where Yankee fans, I know myself included, we feared Verlander. We had nothing for him. That was fun tonight. That was fun to... night. But speaking of the make it happen Mets, right, you go down 3-0 in that game in St. Louis as the Mets do win the game and take the series and look to go for the sweep. As I was saying, I mean, it makes you just think about the Tampa Bay Rays series. If you could have just got one of those games, they were in every one of those games. If you want to be over 500, as I know the fans want to be and I know the players want to be, I mean, you had an opportunity with the Rays and the Cardinals. It is what it is. That's baseball, Susan. It slipped, and now you make up for it, potentially sweeping the Cardinals here. But tonight, you know, you go down early, and I look at this Mets team. They score runs. They hit. They put up crooked numbers. Like, I know there are some people that aren't high on them, aren't jazzed about them, think, oh, you know, they score. And what I say about them is you can't turn the game off. Even when they go four innings without scoring a run, in that fifth inning, they turned up. In that fifth inning, you get a Brandon Nimmo 3-run homer to tie the game. And then you get a Pete Alonso 2-run double. That'd be a sign of good things to come. And then Pete Alonso ends up having a game-tying homer. I mean, in that fifth inning alone, you end up tying the game and then going up the difference. So it's 6-3. That makes you feel good about things. They give one back. All in all, J.D. Martinez gets in on it. And did you guys see? I know you saw if you watched the game. JD Martinez on his swing broke Wilson Contreras' arm. It looked painful. Wilson Contreras fractured his left arm reaching out for a pitch. No fault to JD Martinez. Might have been catcher's interference, but it looked rough. That's a tough way to go on the IL. It's a tough way to knock your opponent down. But yeah, here you go with the Mets. They're 500 again. And at some point, they're going to go on a win streak. At some point, they will get their heads above water to be well over 500. But it takes stacking wins on top of wins. You hope that they can complete the sweep tomorrow. Who else got some in this game? Brett Beatty, Jeff McNeil. You know, as much as you trash these guys day to day, Alonso's got to be better. You know, all the talk about Alonso. Oh, Jeff McNeil. Hey, it's baseball. Give these guys a game or two. Give these guys a series or two to get right and get going, and then hope that they find it and they stay there, man. The top of the order today, you get a three-run homer from Nimmo, one hit. Marte, two knocks. Lindor, two knocks. Alonso coming through with two knocks, a homer, three ribbies. And then JD Martinez, a professional hitter that you paid to be your DH. You finally have a DH in the era of the universal DH. He's doing what he's got to do. Jeff McNeil low in the lineup. Like, Jeff McNeil is batting eighth, a former batting champ. Whatever. Work today. 877-337-6666. Sweep the Cardinals. You're better than the Cardinals. You're not supposed to lose to the Cardinals, even on the road in their place. They know they're not any good. The Astros know they're not any good. The Astros are 12-23. Last place team. The Cardinals are 15-21. Last place team. You're supposed to get fat on teams like that. Here we are with this Rangers game. I'm glad I'm not a Rangers fan, because I remember just the series last year with the Carolina Hurricanes and the Devils. I mean, I just knew Carolina was the better team. It wasn't evenly matched. This seems very evenly matched. And I know Rangers fans right now got to just be pulling their hair out. Got to just be like, come on, man. We need it. We need it. We need it. So in the power play right now, there's about a minute left for Carolina. There's about 15 and a half minutes left in the second overtime period. Keeping eyes on that. But obviously, we can talk Yanks, Mets, Rangers. And of course, we're going to talk about the New York Knicks. I saw a big New York Knicks flag in section like 202, maybe, in the bleachers. Fans out there repping the Knicks, the Rangers, Yankees all together. And like I said, man, it's getting warm out. The weather is starting to change where it's just going to stay warm out. And it's the most wonderful time. If you're in the sports, like I'm in the sports, most likely you are in the sports. If, you know, on Tuesday night, 10 after 11, you're locked in on the Fan. Like, you understand, even if you aren't a fan of all of these teams, it's the vibe, it's the energy in the city. New York is back on top. 877-337-6666. Let's get right into it. Josh is in Passaic, first up on the Fan.
Hey, Gabe, how you doing?
Good, man. Locked on this Rangers game. I know we're Devils fans, but I think you can appreciate good hockey. Igor Shesterkin, what he's done tonight, and hopefully the Rangers pull it off so we just get that energy from the Rangers fan base to come in after this one's done.
I remember that, you know, at the beginning of the year, people were talking about how maybe Quick is how he's doing better than Shesterkin. Something's wrong with Shesterkin. Nothing looks wrong with him right now. It doesn't look like he's going to let anything in unless it's like a one timer with an open net.
He's dialed in, bro. Iron sharpens iron. And obviously, having a guy like Quick there can make you kind of, you know, tighten your game up. And I think he did. And I think it's good to have competition. I think it's good to have a backup plan as well.
Then we'll have to see where this game goes. But with the Mets, great win tonight. You gotta sweep the Cardinals before the series with the Braves and the Phillies.
Complete the sweep.
What happened with the Dodgers? I feel like that's what kind of turned you lose 10-0 going, and then they go into the next series, and that's when they start losing a few games. This was good. It's good for Alonso to get the homer of the ninth. Nimmo's starting to send them out. It's great to see him with all that pop. McNeil's finally getting hits. Maybe it's good that they moved him down. This is all without a catcher. The one complaint I have, Ottavino's guy, I don't know about him. He was okay in the beginning of the year, but there's a few starts in a row, a few relief innings in a row that are just bad.
I mean, I don't know why he's back, but whatever. I mean, I thought that ship had sailed. I know, I don't know. I wouldn't be relying on Ottavino, but you got to. And you know what? You got out of it today. You win 7-5. That bullpen is nails. The Mets bullpen has been great. Reed Garrett is one of the stories of the year. Jorge Lopez, Reed Foley. I mean, Jose Budo does enough going five. Obviously, gave it up right away, but gave you some length. And then you can rely on your bullpen this year. You couldn't do that last year.
And they're also missing Rayleigh, Drew Smith, and the bullpen still putting up these numbers. They haven't been as good as late, but it's good to see Diaz get a save back, and it's all been looking good for the Mets. Hopefully, they can get the win tomorrow, Keith. Let's see what happens with the Rangers Hurricanes. Thanks for taking my call. For good night.
Thanks for the call, Josh. Tomorrow, you've got Jose Quintana versus Sonny Gray. Might be a tough one. 1:15 in the afternoon out there in St. Louis. But you got to bring it and be ready. Complete the sweep. Sweep them so you know it's real. There's going to be people out there. That they draw tonight 32,000 people in St. Louis to see the Cardinals, a last-place team with 15 wins. And Yankee Stadium, similar thing, except the Yankees are good. 37,000-plus to see the New York Yankees smack the Astros, and it just felt great. Perfect. A ton of runs scored. And right away, good vibes. And throughout, they just put up runs. Man, how many times did I already speak this season about the Yankees having multiple innings, back-to-back to innings, scoreless innings, not doing anything? Man, tonight they scored from the third inning to the seventh inning. Dong, 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 dong. Dong, 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 dong. It was a good time in there. Call me up if you were out there, if you watched the Yankee game, if you watched the Mets game. Here we go, Rangers right here. Power play. 2 minutes. Let's see what happens. Back to the phones we go. Young Josh out in Brooklyn on the Fan. What's up, kid?
Yo, Keith. How's it going?
Good, good, good. Got a lot going on.
Yo, man. As you said, a great time in New York. The Rangers, you got the Knicks, my guy Jalen Brunson, and the Yankees, wow, 10-3. Got Verdugo, the dog, other guys knocking around, Judge, Volpe, Stanton. I mean, those are my Yankees, you know?
Yeah, those are the guys that you want to see do damage like that against the Houston Astros. It's great to see them show up against Verlander first game.
This is a great game to have against the Astros. You know something? Eat it, Astros.
Right.
Eat it.
Right. You're not coming here and being comfortable anymore. They're not coming here and dominating anymore.
Yeah, they pushed us down so many times. I mean, we just gave them a good punch in the face, you know?
Yeah, it's been going on for 9 years, bro. How old were you in 2015 when we lost in the wild card game?
Man,
9 years ago? Subtract nine from your current.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. It was probably like, I'm sure.
Six? Yeah, probably. Yeah. First grade.
It was a while ago.
Yeah, it was a minute ago, bro. I was a young boy back then, too. But yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's a good time, man. It's a good time if you're into sports in New York and you root for these New York
definitely.
Teams.
And although, and I know you're talking, I definitely hear you talking about those Altuve, FL2 of HNs before, but man, maybe, you know, dig
there it is.
Bit.
Rangers win.
Oh, there we go.
There it is. The Rangers.
There we go.
In the power play. I literally said, I'm like, here it is. Maybe we'll take this call, see what happens. Rangers win it in double overtime. Garden is lit, boy.
Alrighty.
You brought the good luck, Josh.
All right. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, man. Get some sleep. 877-337-6666. I know y'all got to go to school, man. Always remember, this hits the podcast. You don't have to stay up till 2 a.m. Get your rest. The Rangers game is over now. Get your rest, man. You can get all this on the podcast. You don't have to listen live. But if you want to stay up and call in and talk about sports, now we've got three New York teams that won tonight. Obviously, the Knicks won last night. It's lit. So, yeah. Brady, and I don't even know how to pronounce bro's name. Be 100% transparent with you. Alex, do you know how to Brady Skeege? Skeege? And I don't have the sound on, but he's the winner. He's the game winner. Goal. After their penalty kill, the Rangers pull it off. Man, I feel like they've been playing all night. It's 11:15. Been playing all night. But they get the win. So they go up 2-0 in the series. Come on, man. The Garden. There's something else going on. There's something going on. There's something in the water. Maybe it is something with 30 years ago, 94 to 2024. Things are just going their way. Like, look where that puck was for him to just put it back. That puck drops off of the defender's body in front of the defender's knee. Boop. Excellent. So
it's
now the Rangers fan.
Brady Shea.
Say that again?
Shea. It's literally just Shea.
Brady Shea. Like Shea. Like take the wave to Shea. Take the wave to Shea. Simple as that. 877-337-6666. Josh is up in the Bronx where the Yankees play.
Three Joshes? Are you kidding me?
It was Vincent Trocheck who won it.
Wow. I'm telling you, Keith, the Alex Verdugo, the history of the Yankees in left field, man, I'm telling you. You search, and then you have a guy like Verdugo. Oh, man, bring it on. Keith, man, take it away. I'm fired up.
Yes, sir. It was a great night if you wanted to watch the Yankees just, like, exercise their demons against a team that has owned us. And, yeah, so what I was reading, I'm on Twitter trying to get it live. I was reading the tweet that happened right before the goal. I follow Molly Walker and my guy Vince Mercogliano. So they both were talking about Brady Shea takes a seat in the box for cross-checking. He's called for cross-checking to send the Rangers to the power play. It's Vincent Trocheck who wins it for the Rangers. Good. I'm looking at the computer. I'm looking at the phones. I look up. Bang. Rangers win. Good time to be a fan of the Knicks, the Rangers, the Yankees, the Mets. We're up, man. Like, it just feels right. How long have we been talking about we don't have a team or we only have one team? Now it seems like everything's going right. Igor getting a huge round of applause from the Garden faithful. They say he stood on his head tonight. They say he locked down. He was dialed in from everything I could see. I think I saw someone who's like over 100 shots. From the Hurricanes, I got to go to a game center and look that up. Much going on. Let's continue with the phone calls on the Fan. Charles is in East Haven. You got it.
Kid, what's going on, brother?
Trying to balance everything. Got about 8 tabs open, trying to watch this Rangers game. Glad they pulled it off. 4-3 win. Vincent Trocheck with the game winner.
Well, first, I just want to say, man, it's an honor to just talk to you, brother, man. You're doing great things. Love to see your growth, and I've been listening to you for a while, so I'm glad I was able to get on.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
With the Yanks, man, it was funny because I was watching with my dad. Usually watch the Yankees games with him, and I told him, like, right before the game, I was like, we were up on Verlander early, and I said, Dad, the Yankees are going to blow them out. It's something about tonight, it's something about just being Houston, and we just know that, because Dad was saying Houston isn't what they were. But I'm like, listen, I don't care how Houston is. We're supposed to stomp Houston. And they gave the fans everything we wanted. It was against Verlander. It was a beautiful thing. And then just to have the Rangers finish it off tonight with that overtime, double overtime, that's beautiful, man. I love New York sports right now. It's beautiful.
Yeah, the weather's right, and I feel like people are having a better time because of the teams, and people are maybe a little nicer to each other and vibing, yeah. And strangers want to say what's up to each other, wearing Knicks gear, Rangers gear, Yankees, Mets. It's a good time.
Man, thanks you guys for just calling in. We got to keep supporting our New York sports. We were always down on our New York sports for the last few years, and I feel like we're doing something now, and I feel like the fans are just catching on, and the Knicks, I'm telling you, something about Brunson coming in, lifting us up, man. It's a good feeling in New York right now. I love it.
Positive energy. Thanks for the call, Charles. Positive energy. We don't want to be down on these teams. We don't want to talk about how much they suck and rip the players and the coaches and just have negativity. And I understand negativity works on the radio, but, like, this is entertainment, bro. And you hear me say a lot as fans, nobody gets into this to lose. Nobody picks the worst team and says, yeah, I'm going to rock with them. You want to roll with the winners. Stay down till you come up. So, like, staying down with your team and seeing them be successful, that's what we do this for as fans. And especially as a city where you have multiple teams now, like, if you're a Yankees, Knicks, Rangers fan tonight, you're going to sleep like the Homer Simpson meme. Alex is in Bethel, Connecticut on the Fan in New York. Go for it, Alex.
Hey, what's going on, Keith?
You know, doing the thing.
It's a beautiful time of year right now. I spoke to you last season after Judge went out and Giancarlo started picking it up. And it's great to see him come back this year, you know, hitting the way he is right now. And with the other additions to the team, it's just like this this is finally, like, all falling together. Our bullpen is lights out. Like, our pitcher today, one hit or one run. It was just, it's a great time to be a Yankees fan, Knicks fan, Rangers fan. Like, the little kid in me is just so excited to see the Knicks, like, battling, grinding, like, it's great.
Yeah, you just made me think of something. Like, the feeling going into all these games is excitement. You can, like, feel it in your chest. Like, you're pumped for the game. You're not dreading the game. I know the feeling of dreading games when you think you're going to get your ass kicked or you think the team doesn't stand a chance. Man, we're all believing. We're all feeling like the Knicks have a chance. The Rangers have a chance. And then they're coming through.
Yeah, these guys, you know, these three from Villanova, like, you could just see, like, the friendship they have and how it, you know, translates onto the court. And, like, you know, one guy
chemistry,
it, the other pick them up,
reps.
And, you know, I think these, you know, national TV guys that, you know, keep counting the Knicks out, and it's, I don't understand why, you know, they get so much, you know, negativity towards them when they find a way, whether it's a fast paced game, a slow paced game, like, they grind. You know, Josh Hart going through the paint, you know, getting buckets, getting the rebounds we need. It's just, you know, they do what they got to do to get the wins. And now the Yankees are picking the bats up. Like, it's just amazing right now.
It's a great time. Thanks for the call, Alex. You know, I was just thinking about the Yankees, too, and how the Yankees are rolling. That's 8 in a row against the Houston Astros from last year to this year. And I don't think that they should lose a single game to the Astros this year. Take the next two. 877-337-6666. The tide has turned, right? No more of George Springer hitting leadoff homers in Yankee Stadium. Jose Altuve hitting grand slams. Bregman coming through with a clutch hit. Verlander shoving against us. Or whoever it is, Dallas Keuchel, Christian Javier, whatever. They're cooked. Like, they don't have a chance. They know how bad they are this year. They know the hole that they're digging themselves in. And if you remember the last couple years, it was like the Astros used to play up coming to Yankee Stadium. I think it was Maldonado, their catcher, who said, oh, it's a postseason game for us. Like, that's how they viewed it. Coming to the main stage, coming to New York, a hostile environment, right? When Kyle Tucker hit that home run, I'm like, okay, yeah, he's got the right idea. Like, he's stepping into enemy territory ready to play, but it was short-lived. Verdugo got those runs back right away, and it was party on. You know, when it gets up to 70, 80 degrees, we outside. Pulling up today to Yankee Stadium, I'm like, bro, there's so many people. I'm like, this is going to be a late-arriving crowd because I was running to get in for first pitch, and I was seeing how deep the lines are. I'm like, there's no way everybody's getting in. Almost 38,000 in there tonight. Over 37,000. Club going up on a Tuesday. Ari in Bergenfield, New Jersey was at the game. What's up, Ari?
What's going on, Keith?
You know, trying to process everything, taking it all in.
And you nailed it right now. You just said it, getting to the game today. It's like, yo, where are these people coming from, man?
On a Tuesday.
But, you know, I think that vibe is just like, contagious, because even in the first, in the top, you know, Gil hit that, let that home run fly, right? Or for Tucker hit that home run. I never felt for a second, I was like, all right, there's still a lot of baseball left. Before, I mean, last year or a year's past, I was like, damn, here comes the Astros. Not one bit of that energy I felt this, you know, tonight. It was like, yo, all right, they put up one, time for our dogs are coming up to bat. And that's exactly what happened. You know what I mean? Volpe, his first, you know, first pitch, first swing off of Verlander, he was aggressive, right? It's like, all right, it didn't reach. The second time around, it didn't reach, but the third one did, right? So, I mean, hats off to the Yankees coming off that rest day, you know, 17 games in a row, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was something like that. It was a long stretch there. Let me pull up the schedule.
Like a long stretch. And then, boom, you know what I mean? They kicked that rest day yesterday. Some of them were chilling in the garden, courtside, watching the Knicks.
Nestor, right? Glaber, Giancarlo.
Mariano Rivera.
Yeah, Mo was out there.
Yeah, and then they came out today, and you're like, you know, all right, a good rest day. You know, let's come out hitting. And boy, did they come out hitting. I mean, everyone hit except for Glaber. But, you know, it was, I don't know, man, there's a good energy in the Bronx. It's still early, like a lot of people say, but the Bronx is rolling. You know, Yankee Stadium is Yankee Stadium. And, I mean, obviously the weather helped out today. And it's good to see, you know, he was doing his thing, man. And I think, you know, he has a high ceiling, although I don't like to believe what anything Boone says. He said that today, I think, in the post game, you know, that he has a high ceiling. So I'm like, you know, from a liar.
I mean, he does. Anybody that sees his fastball and how he throws the ball, even his changeup. I was listening to Susan, like, he throws his changeup at 93. He's got electric stuff. He's young. The one thing for me is that he wastes a lot of bullets. He walks a lot of guys. He throws a lot of balls where I'm like, bro, just challenge him. That's what I kept saying today. I'm like, just throw a strike. You got a defense behind you. Don't be afraid for them to take you deep. But he's learning. And, man, it's good to have him. We didn't need Blake Snell. We didn't need Jordan Montgomery. You feel me? Like, this kid has been great.
100%. Yep. And it's like when a pitcher, you know, I know you talk about the two times that he went up. He was up on the batters, 0-2. And then, you know, and he walked the guy. I think when Alvarez fell down and he took a little break and he walked him. But he bailed himself out. And he, you know what I mean? Like, he went through some battles and adversity, but still came up on top. And it was one hit, I think it was. It was only the home run that he let up.
He locked in. And then you get Marinaccio. And I got no comment on Michael Tonkin. I never wanted him on the team. I just don't understand what they're doing with that. I don't know why.
Like, hey, I'm going to keep saying this every time I call you. Get me to Cole and my saying, I love it. And I just can't wait for Cole to come back. And it just helps the whole team around. You know what I mean?
Of course.
You got your horse coming back and the guys rolling the way they are already. It's like, yo, the band's back.
Cole
and
World.
Like, to last point, you know, New York is just booming. Like, I love to troll my Mets fan friends on the Mets, but I don't even have time for that, right? Because we're having a great time. It's fun.
not really on that, bro. Like, that has nothing to do with us.
That's not the vibe right now. Yeah, that's not the vibe now. But, man, have a good night. Good times.
Thanks for the call, Ari. 877-337-6666. So, yeah, 17-game stretch without an off day. They had the off day after sweeping the Tigers. They now just put up W4 in the standings. You know, the Yankees have a fan base that they know. Like, you know how the Yankees social team is doing these mic'd up videos? If you're on TikTok or Instagram, like, they mic'd up Clark Schmidt. I remember last year, maybe it was the year before, they mic'd up Nestor Cortez. And Nestor has played in a couple different places. And Nestor was talking about, like, there's no place like this. On a Tuesday night, 35,000-plus people yelling and screaming like it's a Friday night, Saturday night. Like it's a postseason game in May. So, man, that energy, the players feed off that. Obviously, you know, Verdugo does. This is first season here. Same thing with Juan Soto. These guys just got here. We've got much further to go than we've gone with those two players. And, man, they just eat it up. Like, it's like they've been here longer. You understand what I'm saying? Like, watching Soto and Verdugo, like, how much they belong and how much they lead and how much they set the tone. More so than some other guys, like, I don't want to throw anybody under a bus because it's good vibes. But, like, man, these two guys as Yankees on one-year deals, I want either one of them to go anywhere, honestly. Tim is in Norwalk, Connecticut. Tim, the Rangers win.
Oh, baby. Sound like John Davidson right there. Well, really quick with the Yankees, it's so good to see the Houston Astros right after they signed Altuve to that contract, and now the team just seems to be floundering right
now. They pay Josh Hader. It's like, oh, okay, now they're spending money on Josh Hader, and he ain't been what they thought either.
And it's even greater because Bregman's not going to be on the Houston Astros next year. Let's hope he doesn't play for the Boston Red Sox. But let's go back to Madison Square Garden, New York, New York. New York Knicks, New York Rangers. So nice they named it twice. Oh, my God, man. I'm telling you, even last night, everyone was, you know, complaining about the Knicks and the refs and everything with the calls and whatnot. And then Igor Shesterkin right now and Jalen Brunson, they're on another level right now. And they are, I think they were talking on the Fan, or maybe it was Michael Kay, like, who's the biggest athlete in New York right now? And they were arguing, they were saying Aaron Judge. But at the moment right now, Jalen Brunson and Igor Shesterkin are unstoppable right now.
Yeah, I guess it's Judge because of tenure and time. It's been 7 years. But, like, we got to base it off of performance, and we got to base it off of right now. Like, the Garden Chan MVP and the Garden Chan Igor, like, those are the guys right now.
I mean, I don't know. Did you watch any of the game tonight? He got kneed by one of the players on Carolina. It was a dirty hit.
When I got back, I watched both overtime periods here from Yankee Stadium. I watched both overtime periods, and I popped into the Ford Club for a little bit in that second period when it got tied up.
Yeah, it was, I'll tell you what, I mean, I went through like the McDonough and the Callahan and the Lundqvist years with these overtime games, but we actually could score, but
54 saves. It was a long ass game. This guy had 54 saves. I got to come up with a Casamigos big shot of the night. Like,
you want to go with I think it was Kirk McLean from the Vancouver Canucks in 1994, had 54 saves in game one when the Rangers lost actually game one. But everything keeps going back to 1994. Like you said, you feel like a little kid right now. It's exciting. New York sports are back, baby. Have a good night.
Thanks for the call, Tim. Yeah, we never left. We never left. It just, you know, some teams that were bummy didn't represent us. We couldn't really get behind them, couldn't really rep them, didn't really want to break those hats out or those jackets out or those jerseys out or those hoodies out to say I'm a fan of whoever. But now it's like, no, and it's great because you could tell the national audience, they don't want to hear it, they don't want to see it, they don't love it. Because we're powerful, right? We're New York City. So when the teams are powerful, it's like, oh, here we go, we get it, big market, the Mecca, the bright lights, yeah, the streets will make you feel brand new. We know, Empire State of Mind. Deal with it. Not done either. The Rangers go up 2-0 in the series. Didn't matter if it took two overtimes to get the win. Another 4-3 win where your heart is beating out of your chest like, come on, got to get it done. The Knicks, I don't know how anybody could be complaining about how the Knicks are winning. They had no business winning that game. The Pacers were up 9. In the fourth quarter, Jalen Brunson gives you 21 in the fourth quarter. Like, you got to be smiling ear to ear. The Yankees against their current rivals. Nobody cares about the Red Sox like that anymore. It's been a long time since we cared about the Red Sox like that. And you just heard Ari say it. Like, we're not focused on the Mets rivalry either. The Astros are the ones that kept you up at night. The Astros are the ones that brought you pain. The Astros are the ones that you still are fighting trauma for the years they were knocked out of the wild card in 2015, the ALCS in 2017, 2019, 2022. And now to smack them like we've been smacking them, like in the first four games, they were close games. They come to Yankee Stadium, they don't stand a chance. Sweep them again. And the Mets at 500, they are due for a sweep against the Cardinals. They should absolutely sweep the Cardinals. I know Sonny Gray is going to be a challenge. I think this is their second time facing them this year. But sweep them, go above 500 before you face the Braves and the Phillies, and then maybe get a couple games off them.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
The most successful team in the history of professional sports. Starting the new millennium, the New York Yankees are once again world champions.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Wakanda! Welcome!
The Casamigos Big Shot of the Night is brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila is brought to you by those who drink it. Man, we got to pour up a whole round. There's plenty of shots to go around. On me, I'm always buying. Listen, Vincent Trocheck, you obviously get one with the game winner in double overtime. But Igor Shesterkin, as I was just saying, bro, you have the garden chanting your name. 54 saves. Just locking it down, dialed in, as you're supposed to be this time of year. They go as you go. He did enough. So two shots for Trocheck and for Shesterkin. And then, of course, Pete Alonso, come through, buddy. We know you got it in you. Stay hot now. Pete Alonso tonight. Must have heard some of the chatter yesterday. Pete Alonso comes through against the Cardinals to help the Mets make it happen. Alonso ends up with two hits, three ribbies. He had a double and a homer. Good to see it. And last but not least, the dog, Verdugo, Doogie, that dirty dog in left field, that left-handed bat. I mean, gets us started, taking Verlander deep. Obviously, he's got the defense as well, tracking the ball in left field to make a catch, whether he's going back, whether he's coming in. And he ends the night with three hits, four RBI. You love to have a guy like that in the lineup, huh? Between Judge and Stanton? Yeah. Casamigos, big shots of the night, a whole round for the Yankees, for the Mets, for the Rangers. 877-337-6666. Eric is in Manorville on the Fan. Go for it, Eric.
Hey, Keith. What's good, brother?
What's
thanks
up, man?
Again.
Yeah, thanks for calling. Thanks for joining the show.
Yeah, man, I love your show. I think kind of all, I mean, I'm the only show I call into is yours because it's on like right in my sweet spot. I come home from bowling and I listen to you, and then I'm always calling you up after these big games, Knicks, Rangers, everybody. It's awesome.
Yeah, so, and you're getting on.
Really
so it helps you remember it more. It helps you enjoy it more. Like, hey, after that game I called and I was on the Fan.
Yeah, man, definitely. I mean, I got something to talk about with my buddies. say, hey, listen to me on with Keith and, you know, retape it and make sure you check it out. So anyway, the goalie, I followed hockey since whenever, and Brodeur got us into the Stanley Cup, and the guy that's on TV now, the goalie for the Rangers.
Lundqvist, King Henry.
And then this guy, Shesterkin, he stood on his head, and the goalie's the most important player on the team, really, especially in the playoffs.
Yeah, because if they fold, you don't have anything. If they don't have a good night, you're not having a good night.
Yeah, that, and it also brings your team up when he makes a big save. It's like,
yeah, and the fans
like are coming in the Grand Slam. It's like that's
watching now and listening going. To the fans. Igor, like they're just all in unison chanting Igor's name. It's crazy to like think about how powerful that makes you feel as an athlete, as a player. Like
imagine, pretty cool. Yeah, so my daughter teaches in Astoria, and they chant the name in the halls. And I tell my brother, my son, like I'm like. I think the only people that get their name chanted in Queens is Alonzo and you. Their last name, like the little she teaches middle school, and they chant the name, like her first name, her missus, and then her last name. But anyway, real quick, my buddy moved to North Carolina. And I'm like, you're the smartest fan in that state because he's a huge Ranger fan. He posts on Facebook, Rangers win. And I'm like, no offense to North Carolina, but they don't know a padding line from a blue line, their fans, you know?
All right, we got to wait till after 12.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know about that, but I mean, basically they transplanted New Yorkers. I mean, they know basketball, maybe a little football, but they don't know a squat about hockey.
Yeah, and you just made me think of something. I forget who I was talking to last night that said that they were booking the trip to go down there because it's cheaper than getting a ticket in the Garden. I know I was telling Knicks fans to go to Philly. Man, if you're a Rangers fan, this team is up. You can book a trip. You can drive to North Carolina. I've driven down there. Like, you can book a trip to go see the Rangers in their building for nice seats for half of what it costs to get in the Garden.
The last few times when I went to the National Coliseum, when I watched around, there was a lot of French-Canadian guys there because they can't even get into Toronto or Montreal. They drive down or fly down, and they come for the weekend. If there's two games, they go to Madison Square Garden, and they go to the, it's probably cheaper for them scalping tickets for two games. And it is to see one game.
Yeah, it's crazy. There's so many rich people in New York that can afford these tickets. I look at these tickets and I'm just like, who's buying them? There are some people that are like, I'm buying it. Like, they're that much of fans and they got bread like that. But, I mean, you got to get crafty. If you want to see your team, say this is a Stanley Cup run, as many of you hope it is, you want to see a game and you can't get in the Garden, slide down to Carolina. It's a little warmer down there, too.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. I just bowled a guy. He has his own air conditioning business. He says he basically bowls. He's in Billy Joel's house. He does like all these rich guys. He's like, I could probably get 200 more accounts if I could get another crew of guys. But I'm like, I just have my four guys and me. And I just do these guys have like 10 air conditionings in their house instead of like a regular house just has one. So, I mean, it's crazy the money.
Business. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good to be an owner.
I appreciate you, man. You're the best. I think you're the up-and-coming host on the Fan, and I hope you work your career up because I think I could see you on TV to be definitely call it play guy or something because you got the goods, bro.
Appreciate it, man. Thanks.
Yeah, no problem.
Thanks for the call, Eric. I'll be on TV Friday. I've been on TV. I'm blessed, man. I do pop up on the Sanyo, on the LG, on the Philips every once in a while. I'll be on MLB Network at 4 o'clock on Friday, back on Off Base. Two seasons ago, I was on like 30 episodes. Then I had a baby, and they, they optioned me to the minors, and now they're calling me back up. I've been on Yes Network a bunch of times. I pop up on the NBC News. I got a face for radio, though. It's hard to be on TV when you got the face for radio. But, I appreciate y'all, man. We're in this together. Like, I'm working this shift. I saw BT's kid tonight. Shout out to BT. I know they're probably sleeping now. They're probably way back home. But BT and his son, Colt, they were there. And they had the whole Little League. And, you know, kids say the darndest things. But he knows who I am. He's seen me now the last few years at opening day and some other things like the softball game. And he says to me, he said, do you like working at night? In a way like, wait, you're leaving this game and going to work after this? I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, I don't like working at night. But I do like working a radio job. I do like working at WFAN. And if the spot is open for me to have my own show and do my thing and connect with the fans who are up after these games at night, hell yeah, I like working at night. 877 337 6666. It is what it is. I'll drive home, you know, 2:10, get out of here, get home hopefully like 2:45, 3, definitely won't be able to sleep, watch SportsCenter, watch Quick Pitch, but eventually I'll just, you know, my body will give out around 4:30, and then my son will start screaming at 6:30, and then we'll start the whole thing all over again. Chris is in Burton County on the Fan. What's up, Chris?
What's going on, eh?
Ew, no, Coach. Just in here trying to do what I'm supposed to do for the station, for the city, for the fans in New York.
I hear you, Mo. Yeah, on that working nights thing, all right, now that you have your son, do not ever let go of this shift, because it will be the only shift that you will ever be able to get to every single one of your son's games.
Mm, yeah, well, my son's not going to be playing any games for like 5 years. I don't think I'm going to be doing this in 5 years.
I got 27-year-old twins, and I never miss a game of theirs.
Yeah, that's awesome. And they, I'm sure they love you for it. They know they can count on that.
It's awesome. One of my twins just had a granddaughter. You know, I love it. It's amazing. In either case, let's talk the Mets.
Yeah, you were down on them, and... they made it happen. They came back. When I talked to you, it was 3-0 earlier. But
absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Well, it is what it is. You know what? I just don't see who on that, in that roster, in that locker room, is the alpha. I'll give you one person, but he's not playing right now.
It's supposed to be Pete. It's supposed to be Lindor.
No, no. I'm going to put him in.
Pete doesn't have the contract, but he's got the stats. Lindor has the contract.
We can give them the contracts all we want, but that doesn't anoint them an alpha male. An alpha male is an alpha male. That's a bottom line.
Yeah, yeah. Not to throw the Yankees into the conversation, but they have a bunch of guys.
Alpha male. He won't go against everybody when he needs to.
The Rangers have a bunch of alpha males.
Yeah, absolutely.
The Knicks, too.
Absolutely. Everybody does. We don't have one. Well, no, we do.
Christian Scott. I don't know, man. I think what it is for the Mets, it's like they take one step forward, another step back, one step forward, two steps forward, two steps back. Like that's what I'm saying. I'm waiting till they go on a winning streak and get above 500 a few games, and then they can sustain being a winning team above 500.
Don't hold your breath.
And I don't know.
I don't know when that
Luis Severino can be an alpha male.
Yeah, but he's got to be in every day.
Yeah, you need it's got to come from. It just sucks to look at the lineup and it's like Lindor's batting .211, Alonso's batting .212, and those two guys got to be the leaders of the team. You can't be relying on DJ Stewart and Tyrone Taylor.
I was just gonna say you got JD Stewart who's more of an alpha right now. You know what I'm saying? Like. Alvarez, I believe.
Yeah, and you're missing that kid.
That guy. He's that guy.
He's got the swagger. He's got the bravado.
He's fiery. He's got the exactly. And he's in every pitch. That's the guy you want.
Yeah. I think there's good things to come for Pete Alonso. The weather's breaking here in New York. They're about to come back. Yeah. They got some tough competition. Pete found it tonight. He's got a lead, and he knows this is a contract year. He's got a lead, not just for the team, but for him and for his family, for his future.
Do you honestly think he has it in him?
Yeah, yeah. I've seen Pete Alonso have multi-homer games. I've seen him have weeks where he hits 5 homers. I think he's going to get hot.
I got that. You and I are talking, you know what I'm saying. He's got to be that alpha, though.
Yeah.
He's not that
You know, but
guy.
It's tough because, like, you know I think.
He can hit all the home runs he wants. He can do this. He can do that. But if you're not that guy, you got to be that guy.
I think this team has a few marginal guys, and they're searching for an identity. Right now, their identity is Carlos Mendoza and David Stearns and Steve Cohen tweeting and showing up at the Knicks game. But on the field, they need clear-cut alphas, right? They need guys like Starling Marte and Brett Beatty, I like what Brett Beatty's been doing as a young guy. They need the Jeff McNeil had a better game today. Those guys got to consistently lead, but I think that they have a better team chemistry. I think these guys like each other. They're having fun, but winning cures all. Yeah. Those guys got to contribute to winning consistently, and then they'll stand out as the alpha males leading the Mets forward.
No doubt. Whenever you guys are going to get ready to shoot that video on the GW, let me know. I get it. I'll make sure I help you out on it and get it done.
Yeah, I'm actually talking to this guy, man. We were connected so quickly. Thanks for the call, Chris. I'll let you go because I got to explain to the audience because not everybody follows me on Twitter and Instagram and stuff.
No problem. I got you, bud. Have a great night. Be safe, bud.
Thanks for the call, Coach. So last night I'm driving home and there's traffic, obviously, always because everybody's forcing their way through the Lincoln Tunnel. But I'm two cars back and I see this dude pop out of the moonroof rapping with like a video camera on like a tripod on the roof of this Jeep. And my man is, I'm telling you, my man is into it. He's doing the hands. He's rapping. He's touching his chin, his hair. And I'm cracking up because I'm telling you, like, I ride with the moonroof, never in the tunnel. I turn the air off in the tunnel. There's like carbon monoxide and you're underwater and the tunnel's so old and dirty and all the fumes of the car. So I'm like, yo, I got to get a video of this guy. But I don't want to crash, but I'm like, nah, I got to get a video of this dude rapping. And I have no idea who he is. So I post this morning when I wake up, I'm like, yo, I got to post this video. I'm sure the internet's going to do its job. You know how they say, like, Twitter, do your job. Find me this person. So I post it on my Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. And I'm like, hip hop made me do it, man. This guy's trying to make it. Like, my boy is rapping in the Lincoln Tunnel at 2:15 in the morning through the moonroof, breathing in all the fumes, willingly risking his for the rap game. Shout out to Elijah the Boy, aka Toxic Lover Boy. I come to find that bro has 688,000 followers on Instagram. And I saw him before because his video on the Jack Harlow Love It On Me beat where he's rapping in the grocery store, that went semi-viral where I did see him before. I checked his stuff out. He's got some bars, he's got some flow. And we rapped a little bit. He's like, yo, appreciate you sharing. And he sent me the video and how it came out. I'm like, yo, it came out really dope. So it was definitely worth it for the shot. And I'm like, bro, you got to let me get a verse. You got to let me get a feature on this track or your next track. And when I shoot my verse, I want to pop out of my moonroof on the George Washington Bridge. The air is a little better quality going across the GWB.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.